One of the greatest challenges to the queer community is the feeling of isolation that comes from not necessarily knowing where or even if other members of this community are located. For queer youth, these feelings are too often compounded by bullying and rejection, sometimes even from their own family. The library is a place that can address these feelings and provide much-needed support and information, but in the face of political tension over the issue, libraries must have a foundation of research to draw on when challenged. While there is increasing discussion over what resources to provide and how to engage with this community, there needs to be much more emphasis in the field on why these services are so important to queer youth. Research shows us that literacy builds a sense of identity, which in turn enables agency. It's this sense of agency that enables and motivates us to engage with the world around us and learn to interact within the communities we are a part of. For queer youth, who are bombarded with hetero and cisgender-centric messages at every turn, building the sense of identity and agency is more challenging than for their non-queer peers. The resources at the library can act as a mirror to queer youth who are discovering who they are, and as a window for non-queer youth to learn to be accepting and open-minded. Though more and more schools are creating student groups reaching out to the queer community, it is important to remember that 40% of homeless youth identify as LGBTQ, which means they are not able to take advantage of such school resources. And even those who stay in school may not be able to be open and out about their identity out of a well-based fear of harassment and physical assault. The library has a responsibility to provide messages and resources that validate queer youth and help them learn how to move through the world confident and able to act.